Well, it's rare these days for anyone to work for the same organization for 40 years. Rarer still for someone to work that long in an occupation that involves more than its share of risks. But when he retires the 1st of July, firefighter Billy Vinson will have spent just over four decades serving the people of Murfreesboro. Vinson is currently the Murfreesboro Fire Department's training coordinator. We caught up with him as he was administering an annual skills test to a couple of the department's 180-plus employees.
He's going to stand that ladder there against that wall and leave it standing. Then he's going to climb this ladder, get off the top, walk around the ladder, and come back down the ladder. Go.
Vinson both times and videotapes his firefighters as he puts them through their paces. The 10-minute test is designed to ensure that all of the department's employees can perform the basic tasks required by the job. Vinson has them dragging hoses, climbing ladders while carrying heavy loads, crawling through tight spaces, and even pounding on old tires with a sledgehammer. Say that Billy Vinson has seen a few changes over his 40-year career would be something of an understatement. He says when he joined up in 1974, the job was simple. Respond to a fire and douse it with water. Things have gotten a little more complicated in the years since.
The fire service in Murfreesboro has evolved into more technical things like confined space rescue, swift water rescue, collapse rescue situations, and medical and vehicle extrications, stuff like that. We didn't do any of that when I first started.
Benson says Murfreesboro's explosive growth has been challenging for the department. He says when he started, the department had three stations. Now there are 10. He thinks there were maybe 30 employees in the mid-70s. Now there are nearly 200. He says costs have risen along with the population.
We just got in a couple of new vehicles that we call heavy rescue trucks, and they cost about $500,000 a piece, I think. When I started, a real nice fire engine we could probably buy for $50,000 or maybe even less. Nowadays, your run-of-the-mill fire engine is going to cost you $500,000.
A firefighter's personal gear has changed a lot over the years as well. For example, Vincent says he breathed a lot of smoke early in his career. That's not the case today.
We don't allow anybody to breathe smoke now. If we catch somebody breathing smoke, we will discipline them for it because there's no need of it. Everybody has their own air pack.
Benson says firefighting technique has also changed with the times. He says today's firefighters are trained to locate the fire inside a structure quickly and then use as little water as possible to put that fire out. The technique is designed to reduce personal property loss, something that wasn't always a top priority.
When I first started, we pulled up on a burning house. The first thing we would do was we'd go around and start knocking out the windows and kicking in the doors. Then we'd go in and just start spraying water all over everywhere.
Benson says one of the most interesting changes he's seen is in the firefighters themselves. He says a lot of firemen his age looked at firefighting as just another job. He says that for the young men and women he sees joining the department these days, firefighting is a passion.
They love it. It's really something that they feel like they were meant to do, and nothing's going to stand in their way of doing it.
Firefighter Paul Oliver was one of the men taking the skills test the day we visited Station 6. When his test was complete, he told Billy Vincent he was going to be missed.
We're where we are at the level we are training-wise because Billy's the leadership. Billy's always kept it fun. He's one of the hardest working people up here.
When we asked Billy Vinson what advice he would give a rookie joining the department today, he kept it short and to the point.
Keep training, keep learning everything about the job, and just try to stay alive. Do the job and stay alive.
Now he's going to drag this dummy down to that cone to demonstrate that he can drag a person out of a burning